Coming up, WinWorks 2, Saturday at the Long Center. It's a concert that starts at 8 o'clock. It's free and open to the public. On tap are the University Band, Campus Band, and the Concert Band from Purdue. And joining me, the Assistant Professor of Music, Jonathan Sweet, who leads the Spring Concert Band. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's always fun. I like to ask a little bit about, sometimes we're in Elliott, sometimes Loeb, different places, this last fall on the marching field a lot. But how is it to perform at the Long Center with the kids?
I think that the Long Center is a wonderful venue in our community. It's quaint. We always fill the house, which is a wonderful experience for the students. And it sounds really nice. It's a forgiving hall for us band people.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's like the fifth member of the Beatles or whatever, that idea of the hall. So what's on your program for Concert Band?
Well, for Concert Band, we're really excited. We're doing a very new piece, and it is called Into the Silent Land. And it's kind of the cornerstone of our program. And it's dedicated to the Sandy Hook tragedy. There were 20 school members and 6 educators that lost their lives there. And Steve Danu, a composer from Connecticut, actually went to Sandy Hook Elementary and he composed this piece for in remembrance of those events. So we're excited to kind of reflect on that with this piece.
And I imagine it's very good for the members of the band to play music by a living composer.
Well, absolutely. In fact, looking at our program, out of the 6 pieces that we're playing, 4 of them are by living composers. And I think that it's important to always introduce new pieces to our ensemble while still reflecting on some of the older stuff that's going on. We've got a J.S. Bach piece that's on the same program. So we have very old and very new all together.
My guest is Jonathan Sweet, who conducts the Concert Band. It's a concert that's free and open to the public at the Long Center coming up Saturday, February 16th at 8 o'clock. So what else is on the program? What else will audience members enjoy and look forward to?
Well, we're really excited that Robert Sheldon is going to be joining us for this performance. He's a composer that's still fairly young. He's in his 50s, I believe, early 50s, late 40s. And each of the bands are going to be featuring pieces that he has written and he will be conducting on the program. So I also expect him to provide some unique insight to the pieces that he's performing before to the audience.
It's one of those things. It's easy to get to over there and a great way. It's only been about 6 weeks that you guys have been, back and rehearsing for this sort of program. And I know there'll be even more stuff on the spring with more guests. About how many kids are in band? And obviously, this is something that they do out of love because we're a land-grant school. There's not a school of music here. There's, the liberal arts and this sort of caps off a liberal arts week at Purdue. But about how many kids are in the band and about how many kids in the program?
Well, right now we're right at about 1,050 enrolled in our department for the semester, which is exciting because all of these students, they want to do this. They want to play music. They want to make music a part of their lives and have the arts being an enriching part of their career and their future. Each of the ensembles ranges from about 90 at the very largest to maybe 60 or 70 at the smallest. So, and we have 7 concert ensembles this semester, which is exciting, in addition to 3 orchestras and I believe 7 jazz ensembles.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff. It's WinWorks. It's part of a trilogy of concerts. So this is the Saturday evening concert, 8 o'clock at the Long Center. Jonathan Sweet will be there with the concert band, and there's other bands performing as well, right?
Right. The University Band and the Campus Band will be performing on that program. And with three bands, we'll be really quick in our transitions so that it won't be too long of a concert. But I know that you'll be entertained because I know Professor Fletcher, who conducts the campus band, has programmed some exciting music, including music by Robert Sheldon that we mentioned earlier, and Rossano Galante, which is always a favorite composer of audiences.
And if you've forgotten about a rose bouquet or chocolates, this might be a way to take your sweetheart out. It's a free concert at the Long Center and be able to see some live music.
Absolutely.
Well, Jonathan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.